Hare Krishna. Right now, I'll just comment on a part of the writing that I'm doing. I'm just finishing rewriting Kamyavan, the last chapter, rewrite chapter that I had. Actually, this rewriting business is more difficult than just writing it from scratch. At least it takes longer. And I was just writing about one part of Kamyavan, which is Dharmakunda. The Pandavas spent a lot of their time in Kamyavan forest, which may be part of a forest called Kamyaka, which spread beyond the boundaries of Vrindavan all the way to the Saraswati River, bounded by the Rajasthani desert. And at the different times that they stayed, because they would come and go, at the different times that they stayed in Kamyavan, there were different adventures, and one of them took place at this Dharmakund, and that was when the Pandavas were thirsty and they were looking for water. And Yudhishthira Maharaj sent the brothers one after the other, and they came upon this very beautiful lake, but there was a heron there who was guarding the lake, and he said, "This is my lake, and unless you answer my questions, you can't drink of the water." And one after the other, the four younger brothers, they refused to answer the question or to be held accountable to a heron, and so therefore they drank of the water, and they died. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj came, of course, he was a little more level-headed, and so he said, "All right, I'll answer your questions. I'll try to answer them." And he said, "But who are you?" He was asking me, "You must be more than just a heron to be able to do this." So Yaksha revealed himself, and said, "I'm a Yaksha. This lake is my property, and your brothers have died for trying to take the property of someone else." So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, I won't take your property. What questions would you like me to answer?" And then there's a whole series of questions. One of the last ones, which is, "What's the most wonderful thing?" And it's one question that Srila Prabhupada often quoted. Prabhupada often told the pastime. And he also quoted this verse, "Ahani, ahani, bhutani," which is that although all living entities are seeing that, especially their relatives, friends, people that they know are all dying, but everyone's behaving as if they're going to live forever. So, and this is the most wonderful thing in the world. But there are so many other questions that if devotees, this is in one of the appendices to Krishna Dharma Prabhu's Mahabharata. They're in all Mahabharata. But if you look at these questions, they're like a real lesson in Dharma and in wisdom. I'll just cite some of them. The Yaksha says, "What makes one learned? How does one attain an exalted status? What is one's second self? And by what does one become wise?" Yudhishthira Maharaj replied, "By the study of the Vedas, one becomes learned. Asceticism raises one to an exalted status. Intelligence is his second self. And serving elders make one wise." Then he said, "What is the Brahmin's divine attribute? What is their virtuous practice resembling that of the pious? What is their human attribute, and what practice of theirs resembles that of the impious?" And Yudhishthira Maharaj replies, "Study of the Vedas is the Brahmin's divine attribute. Their asceticism is the virtuous practice of the pious. Death is their human attribute, and slander by them is their impiety." In other words, when they blaspheme others, is impiety on part of the Brahmins. And same thing, he asks questions of the Kshatriyas. Interestingly, he asks about the Vaishyas. What is of greatest value to cultivators, to those that sow, to those wishing for prosperity, and to those who bring forth? He answers, "Rain is the most valuable thing for cultivators. For showers, it is the seed. For those desiring prosperity, it is the cow, and for those who bring forth, it is the sun." He says, what person, although breathing, endowed with intelligence, respected by the world, and enjoying sensual pleasures, is nevertheless said to be not alive? And the answer is the person who does not satisfy the gods, guests, servants, ancestors, and his own self with offerings of prasadam is said to be dead, even though breathing. So important, prasadam distribution. Srila Prabhupada would emphasize prasadam distribution. Here Yudhisthira Maharaj says, no matter how good qualifications you have, if you don't offer prasadam to people who come into your sphere of influence, then you're as good as dead. And then I'll just quote the last one. He says, what is weightier than the earth, higher than the sky? What is fleeter than the wind, and what is more numerous than grass? He says, the mother is weightier than the earth, the father is higher than the sky, mind is fleeter than the wind, and thoughts are more numerous than the grass. So it's really wonderful. Anyway, Yudhisthira Maharaj answered all the questions completely correctly. And then the Yaksha said, all right, I'm so pleased with you that I'll give you back one of your brothers. Choose which one you want. And so Yudhisthira Maharaj says, give me back Nakula. And the Yaksha was really shocked. He said, why are you choosing Nakula? He says, without either Bhima or Arjuna, you cannot win the upcoming war. This was actually at the end of the 12th year of their exile. He says, without either Bhima or Arjuna, you cannot win the war. So you should ask for one of them, because with their help you'll be successful. With Nakula, you're not going to win the war. But Yudhisthira Maharaj replied, I have two mothers, Kunti and Madri. He says, I'm equal to both. If I'm alive as the son of Kunti, therefore the just thing, the dharmic thing, is that one of the sons of my other mother, Madri, is alive. That is why I'm asking you to give me back Nakula. And again, the Yaksha emphasizes, but look at the practicality of your decision. You're going to lose the war. And Yudhisthira Maharaj said, he says, I don't make decisions on the basis of what's practical and what's not, but rather I make decisions on the basis of dharma. And I believe that this is the dharmic decision which will please both my deceased father as well as my mother's. He says, my conviction is, and then he makes this very famous statement that devotees should know and should live by, because that's what Krishna consciousness means. He says, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. He says, my belief and my conviction is that if I protect dharma, or if I abide by dharma, then dharma will always protect me. And whatever the result of any temporary activity like a war, I will, in the ultimate issue, always be virtuous. When the Yaksha heard this, he was so pleased that first he revealed his original form, which is that he was Yamaraj, and then he said, you are actually the real emblem of Dharma, and therefore I give you back all of your brothers. And he brought all the brothers back to life. But the very important and essential thing is this phrase, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. It really encapsulates what Krishna consciousness is about. Is that if we live on the basis of Krishna conscious principles, if we live by the basis of dharma, on the basis of what's right, not what circumstances demand, not what we think is good, not what appeals to our senses, but if we always stick to dharma, even though in the immediate result it may appear that we're the losers, in the long term we will never be the losers, but we'll be the winners. And that's what it means to actually be a principle-based society. This is the modern terminology for living by the principles of dharma. And if we do conduct ourselves and live by the principles of dharma, then certainly we'll really be dharmic people, will really be Krishna conscious people in this life, and ultimately we'll get the real benefit of dharma by going back home, back to Godhead. So there are so many examples, like this example that Yudhishthira Maharaj said about who's someone who's dead although actually alive, someone who doesn't feed others. So it's a principle that we always distribute prasadam, that we always give food to others. We never let our guests, our dependents, anyone be hungry, or at least get the blessings of taking Krishna prasadam. And when you stick to that principle, then you will never go hungry, but you'll always come out with the prasad, always come out with the mercy of the Lord. So dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. If we just keep this in mind, and if we work on this basis, yes, let's act according to dharma, because then dharma will protect us. And let's protect the principles of dharma, because that's what Krishna consciousness meant to be. Then that will actually really be Krishna consciousness. Not that we're spouting some very elevated transcendental beliefs, but actually we can't even live by the basic principles of truth, namely what's actually right, and avoiding that which is wrong.